Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Chaf Vav in Maseches Shabbos, the 188th daf in Shas. We are finishing Perek Kol HaKelim, the last set of halachos for Muktzah. We pick up where we left off still on Kuf Chaf Heim Abeis. We'll go Bezras Hashem till the end of Perek Kol HaKelim, to the beginning of Perek Mefanin. We left off on Kuf Chaf Heim Abeis with Zmora Shehik Shura. The Mishnah told us, actually on the top line of Kuf Chaf Hei Mebeis, that if you have a vine that is attached to a barrel, in such a case, you're allowed to move the vine. The Gemara is Medayik Kshura in. If it's attached, then you're allowed to move the vine. Lo Kshura lo. But if it's not attached, then you're not allowed to. Lema Masnisin de Loka Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It seems our Mishnah is not following Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Disanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Char Yoshel Dekel Shagodron Le'etzim. If you have a palm branch that was cut down for firewood, and you decided to use it to sit on as some type of bench, then in such a case, you need to tie it together in order to indicate that you're doing a shinui on Erev Shabbos to transform it from wood into a bench. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees, ain't sarach likshar, that you do not need to do kshira. What's the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? The machloikis seems to be whether you need a maisa to transform its status. Our Mishnah had said that you need to tie it. If you don't tie it, then its status has not been transformed. And that's what the Tanakhama says. You need to do a kshira. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, as long as you're using it that way, then it's going to be fine. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, no, the two topics are not dependent on each other. Afilu Tamer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Maybe we could say we're following Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Hachamai Eskinon, B'mechuberes Be'avia. Over here, we're discussing where it was attached to the vine. If it's still attached to the original vine, then in such a case, even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree that you need a maisa of kshira in order to transform it and to be matir it betiltu. Asks the Gemara, Iachi kamishtamish bimechubar. In such a case, if we're talking about that it's attached to the ground, then he is having and using something that's attached to the ground, and the Chachamim made a gezeira that they instituted that you're not allowed to be mishtamesh bechabura, that you might come to cut it off. As the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Lamed Vav on the Beis says. The Gemara may answer, there's no problem being mishtamesh bechugar lekarka lamata megimel. If it's within three tvachim of the ground, and it's lavud, so then in such a case, there is no iser to be mishtamish b'mechubah l'karka. Rashi in Dibur HaMasech L'mata Megimel says, the Gemara in Erevin says this explicitly on Daf Tzadi Tesem Beis. Rav Ashi Omar Afilu Tema B'Tlusha. Rav Ashi says you could even say we're talking about where it wasn't attached to the ground. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it's going to require a maisa. Gzeira Shema Yiktam, that we're afraid that if it's not tied, if it's not attached, then he will come to cut it and adjust it based on size if he wants to adjust the size. If it's already attached to the bucket, then we don't have to worry about it. The Mishnah told us, Pkakach Alon, that if there is the tris that we refer to here in Israel that is there to close a window. So then in such a case, the Mishnah told us that it depends if it is attached to the building and if it's not sitting on the ground, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to use it to shut the window. And Rabbi Chachamim are not concerned about that. What is behind that machlokas? Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, kol modim she'enos in the oel arai tchila b'yomtev. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to make an oel in the beginning of yomtev. Ve'ein tzarech lomar b'shabbos. And certainly, you're not allowed to do it Shabbos. If that would be so, so what's the machlokas over here between Rabbi Lozor Rabban and according to everybody, it should be aser. Lo nechaku el lohosif. The machlokis is whether there's already an ohel, whether you're allowed to add. And that's what's going on over here. Here you're adding on because it was already, there was already an ohel there. Shebelazar amar ein mesivim b'yam tov ein tzarech lomar b'shabbes, v'chacham amar mesivim b'shabbes v'ein tzarech lomar b'yam tov. Chacham say that you're allowed to add on Shabbos. The Mishnah tells chacham amar ben kach pokekim bo, that you're allowed to be pokek to close up in all instances. Asks the Gemara, my ben kach ben kach. What does it mean in both in all instances? Amar Rababa, amar Rav Kahana, onto kuf chavav menal ben kosher. Bein she'enu kosher, whether it's been attached or not. In other words, it doesn't require kshira, Rashi explains. V'hu she'mesukan, as long as it already been designated, Rashi explains, before Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, avalei mamar, bein toluy, bein she'enu toluy, v'hu kosher. Why are you saying that the Rabbanan are so lenient whether it's tied or not? Maybe the Rabbanan are lenient in that it doesn't need to be hanging, that it could be even leaning on the ground, v'husha kashur, but it has to be attached. Dama Rabba Barachan Rabbi Yochanan, ki machlokis kan, ke machlokis binagar hanigrar. Just like we had a machlokis over here, according to the Chacham Rabbi Eliezer, what you're allowed to pekak, there's a parallel in the machlokis in regards to a bolt. The snan, as we learned in Erevin, nagar hanigrar nolim bo b'migdosh avalo b'medina. The bolt that was put into a hole, you're allowed to use in the base hamigdosh. Why? Because it's already attached, says Rashi in Dibra Maschel nolim bo, that since it's already attached to the wall, so then in such a case, it doesn't appear like building. But you can't do it outside of the base hamigdash. Vahamunach, but if it's not attached, kan v'kan also will be even usur in the base hamigdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hamunach bin migdash, if it's put down, it will be mutar in the migdash. Vahanigrar bin medina. And if it was up against the wall, it will be mutar in the Medina. V'tanya ezeu nagar nigra shalom b'migdash avalo b'medina. And what exactly is that? Kol shekoshur v'talui rosha magia v'rosha magia l'arts. Anything that is attached and its head droops towards the ground. Rabbi Yehuda omer ze'af b'medina mutter. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that even the Medina will be permissible. Ela ezeu shemedina aser kol she'enu lo kosher v'lo tuli v'shamtui. Something that's not attached at all is moves. Uminichu begerin zavus, and he even puts the bolt in a corner. V'amr Rabbi Shua bar Abba Mishmei Dula, man taner nagar hanigrar, Rebbe Eliezeri. Who says the nagar hanigrar is falling, is following two requirements that says that you need both kashur, that it needs to be tied together as well as Rasha Elyon being Talui, and only the bottom, as Rashi explains in Dibra Maschel Shekosher V'Talui, is attached to the ground. That opinion is Rebbe Eliezer. That follows Rebbe Eliezer, explains Rashi, that says that when it comes to Pekak HaChalon, you need two things, like we saw by Nagar. So what do we see? Points out Rashi. This was all part of the Gemara's Raya. That we see that the Rabbi Yehuda follows the Rabbanan that require two things. And one of those things is Kshira. Amalei, Anoda Amri Kiaitana. Rabbi Abba, who had said that Kshira is not important, will say that I am following a different Tana. It's not the way you had presented that the Chacham are going like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's true according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need Kshira, but rather another Tana. Konesh is skina be'erev balabayis. Lios poseach v'nobo, a rod that was designated by the owner of a house to be used to open and close a door. Bizman shekasher v'talui b'pesach poseach b'pesach. At the time it's attached and hanging by the doorway with its head up high. Poseach v'nobo. Then you're allowed to open and lock it. Ein kasher v'talui. If it's not tied and hung up, ein poseach v'nobo. Then you're not allowed to. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Imer Mesuka and Afal Bishen Kasher. As long as it's designated to be used as a lock, in such a case, you're allowed to use it. It's not considered muksa, even if it's not attached. So what do we see? The Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Abba, will be consistent with Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. I'm reviewing the Barshil Samar Vasim of Yochanan Halacha. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. We follow like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. That doesn't have to be attached. As long as it's designated, it's enough. Asks the Gemara, Umi Amar, Rebbe Yochanan Achid, Rebbe Yochanan says, Vatznam, didn't we learn in Mishnah? Kol Kisuye Kalim, all the covers of utensils, Sheyeshlan Beis Achiza, have a handle, Nitlan B'Shabbos, they can be moved in Shabbos. Vam Rebbe Yudah Barshila, Amar Vasi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Vuhu Sheyesh Toras Klialein. It's only if they have the status of a utensil. The Gemara continues the proof. The Amr of Yehuda Bar Shila Amr Rav Asi, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Asi, who said Amr Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan. That's critical over here, because now we're dealing with the psak of Rav Yochanan, who had said that you could be makel and allow a rod that had been designated, a pole that had been designated to be used as a lock, even if it wasn't tied or attached to the door. And we learn the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Vuhu Sheyesh Toras Kli Alehin. It needs to have the status of a Kli in order to be able to be metaltalit. Now the Kasha is as follows. Akane, Rashi explains in the end of Dibur HaMaskil, V'Omer of Yehuda, about 8 lines into the narrow, does not have the status of a utensil. If it does not have the status of a utensil, how could Rabbi Yochanan paskin like this Shita? Asks the Gemara in the other direction. Umi by Reb Shimon Gamliel Taris Klialov. Does Reb Shimon Gamliel require that it have to have a status of a utensil? Vatanya Charya Shel Dekel Shegodnu Shei Meitzim Nimel Chalein LeYeshiva Tzarech Likshar. Reb Shimon Gamliel Ain't Tzarech. Aymer Ain't Tzarech Likshar. We learned in a Braisa, this was quoted earlier on Kufchav Hey Amebeis, that if you have a palm tree that has been designated for sitting, according to the Tanakhama, needs to be tied together. Shimon Gamliel says a maisa is not necessary. Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan Svir Lekavasei Bechada. He agrees with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel on one front that once it's designated, that's enough. Upligi Aleha Bechada. However, he doesn't agree with him in another. He doesn't agree with Reb Shimon Gamliel, explains Rashi, that he requires Toras Kli. Reb Shimon Gamliel does not require Toras Kli. However, Rabbi Yochanan does require Toras Kli. Period. So we've seen that Rabbi Yochanan passes like Reb Shimon Gamliel in regards to Miskan, but at the same time, he does require Toras Kli. Says the Gemara, Darsh Rav Yitzchak Nafka, Piskel Deresh Glusa, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer. He had darshened this Amor Rav Yitzchak Nafka, had darshened halachas like Rabbi Elazar, who says, Rabbi Eliezer, that we had learned on Kuf Chavav Amen Aleph, was of the opinion that you need both Shira as well as Talui. Rabbi Eliezer, we had learned in our Mishnah, was of the opinion that you needed both of these things. Masar Rav Amram, umedivreim lamadnu shepakun umoydin v'koshrin b'shabbos. In the last perek of Perek Mishehichshich on Daf Kuf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, the Gemara says, umedivreim lamadnu, that we had learned from the words of Tanoim, Shepokikin. Now Rashi explains, Shepokikin means that you're allowed to cover up a skylight by itself, even if it's not kosher vitalui. as well as umaydin, you're allowed to do a measurement of a mitzvah. V'kayshrim b'shabbos, and you're allowed to tie a kesher sheinim miskayim. The kasha of Rav Amram is that we see from Daf Kufin and Zayin that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Amar le'abayi, my daitach mishum diktani stama nagar mishum diktani stama. What's your raya that we don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer? Because it says stam that halacha is poikikin nagar nigra namistami by nagar nigra that we discussed earlier on Amar Al from Ervin Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. We saw the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that you need both. Va'afilu achi ma'isarav. And nevertheless, we have the raya of Rav Amram, says the Gemara. We do not accept Abaya's retort. We have the story of Rav Amram, because there he was quoting a ma'isa shahaya that says, Paikikin, take a look at the sugya of Kuf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and therefore we're able to come out and paskin against Reb Eliezer and to say that you'd be able to poikik it, be poikik, even if it's not tied. We begin a new Mishnah. We made reference to this Mishnah just before. If you have the covers of utensils that have a handle, nitalim b'Shabbos, they could be moved on Shabbos because they have a purpose. They're not just a shard. They have a handle. Amar Rabbi Yosef, v'medvarim murim b'kisui karkos. When are we do we say that the halach is that you're allowed to move because it has a handle? We're talking about when it's something that's used to cover the ground. Rashi explains that if there is a kisui on the karka, that should be bone unless it has a handle. If it has a handle, so then in such a case, then that shows that it is made to take on and off, and if you put it on the ground, you're not being over bone. However, says Rabbi Yossi, Aval b'kisu akelim, there'll be no problem. Ben kachu ben kach nitalim b'Shabbos. There's no need for a handle. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Amar Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, who sheyesh toras kli aleim. If there's a status of a kli, then the above applies. Dekule alma kisu karkos im yesh lan beis achiza in ilo lo. That when it comes to the kisu karkos, only if it's a handle will be acceptable. However, kisa kelim afgav deinlam beis achiza, then it will be also acceptable because it's not muksa as long as it has a status of a utensil. Ki pligi bekelim dechavrinu ba'ara. The machlokis appears though if you have utensils that are attached to a ground. Mar savar gazrinan umar savar lo gazrinan. Something like a oven. One man Domer holds that we make a gzera, that since their covers are not used without a base achiza, we do not allow, excuse me, to take those utensils without base achiza, because you might come to allow a kisei bar vedus. Umar savar lo gazrin, even though for a bar vedus, the halach is the pit that's going to be also, if it doesn't have a handle, by a tanner, we're not machbid. Lishnachrin, another explanation of the machlokas of our Mishnah. Ki pligu b'kisui tanner. Mar medamilo l'kisui karka, umar medamilo l'kisui kelim. Or we could say it's an even a fundamental machlok. It's not a question of gzeira, but rather the question is whether it's considered like kisui karka, and therefore the halach is it requires a handle. However, if it does not have a handle, then it resembles to bone it. And just like it would be bone if you would add something to the ground, so too, if you add to the oven, it would be bone it. And one man normally says no, that we look at the tanur as being entirely detached from the ground. Hadron Allah kol hakelim, Baruch Hashem, we finish Perek kol hakelim, and we are now ready to go on to Perek Mifanin. Says the Mishnah. Mifanin. You are allowed to move on Shabbos, afilu arba v'chamesh kufos shel teven v'shel tvua. Even four or five cans or barrels of tevua. Our perek is going to be discussing gzeros midrabanan. Particularly, we're going to discuss in this Mishnah gzeros midrabanan of tircha. So, lefana filo arba v'chamish kupos shel tevin shel tevua mipnei ha'archin u'mipnei bitol beis medrash. If it's due to archin, or it's due to the fact that people will not be able to learn, then in such a case, you're allowed to move them. Rashi explains that the reason why he is moving them is in order to be able to make, in the cases that's mutter, is to make place for his guests or to make place for people to be able to come and sit and learn. But he's not allowed to move on behalf of the storage house. Rashi points out the Gemara will explain what does it mean, avoloi esa'oitzer. Mifanin truma udemai umay serishin shenitlu truma. You're allowed to move truma that is tahora, that has not become defiled. Demai is a suffix whether maisa was taken off. My serishon shenitlu truma. So my serishon that already has had its truma taken off after my serishon is given to Levi. The Levi has to give truma of it to the Kohen. Umay sersheni, as well as my shesheni, vehegdish, some that was consecrated for the base of Mikdash, shenifdu, but had been redeemed. Vaturmis hayavesh, as well as a vegetable called a turvis, mipneshu machol lazin, because it is a food for ezim, it is a food for goats. All of these above things are not considered mukta on Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to move them. However, avaloas atevel, tevel is mukta because you can't do anything with it on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be mafrish, as the Gemara says, that one is not allowed to be mafrish because it's what we call make bepatish midrabanan. And so since you can't be mafrish, you are stuck, and it is considered mukta. V'lois ma'aser rishon shelo nitru truma, so similar, the ma'aser rishon that didn't have truma taken off, v'lois ma'aser sheni, the hegdish shelo niftu, v'lois aluf, v'lois achardel, and one is also not allowed to move min kitnios that need to be cooked. You can't cook them in Shabbos. Chardel is mayonnaise that hasn't been ground. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mater beluf neishu Michael Arvin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that luf would be acceptable because it is eaten by ravens, and since it's eaten by ravens, it's something that has a purpose. You could serve it to your ravens. Mefarshim add that rich people used to raise ravens. Chavile kash, groups of straw, v'chavile eitzim, bundles of wood, v'chavile zradim. Zradim are another type of poles or branches. Particularly, they were cut off to when they were very moist. Im hiskinu l'machal behema, if it was cut off in order to use for machal behema, metaltelin osan, then you're allowed to metaltel because it has a purpose in Shabbos. Vim lav ein metaltelin osan, but if not, if it can't be eaten by animals, you're not allowed to move it. Asks the Gemara. Hash the chomish mefanin arba miboy. We say afilu arba v'chomish. You're allowed to move even 4 or 5 of these barrels, even though it might be tercha, but because our Mishnah had said, for bitul beis medrash or archin, it's going to be mutter. So once five, why do we have to say 4 or 5? Amar Rav Chisda arba mechamish. You're allowed to move 4 of 5. If there are only 5 barrels in the storage house, you're not allowed to move all 5 of them. And the reason for that, Rashi explains, is because once you empty out the storage house entirely, so then in such an instance, you will notice holes, and you will come that were made in the moving of the barrels, and you will come to adjust them and do a malacha to flatten them out. So hence, when our Mishnah says arba v'chamish, it really means arba mechamish. V'chamesh me'oitzer gadol. So number 4 means 4 out of 5. And if there is a large storage house, then you're allowed to take 5 out of them. Aval Umay avaloes ha'otzer. But our Mishnah said, not the otzer. You're not allowed to clear that out. Shelo yaschil ba'otzer tchila. But you're not allowed to start in an otzer in the beginning. In other words, if this is the first time that anybody has gone into otzer, then you can't even move out five. More than five is definitely going to be usher because that's considered tircha. If there's only five barrels, then you can only take out four out of five. And the Mishnah then adds another lacha, avaloh es ha'otzer, which our Gemara says, that's otzer tchila. You're not allowed to take out the first things out of the otzer, because if they've been there in the otzer all time, then that indicates that they are muktzah. Umani Reb Yehudahi dislay muktzah. And this explanation will work according to Reb Yehuda, who says that there is an issur d'rabbanan of muktzah. This Bezer Hashem concludes the pshat in the Gemara on Kuf Chav Vav, all the way through, beginning into Perek Mifanin. I am concluding this after midnight, Baruch Hashem, on Wednesday night. I will be in the Grus Kola till late evening tomorrow, so I probably will not record Thursday. Be'ezer Hashem, I'm looking forward to being back with my dear friends and Talmidim on Daf Kuf Chav Ches in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Mifanin. Due to lateness of the hour, I probably will also not add halacha from the daily daf. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zoche the next cycle to have added the halacha from the daily daf on Kuf Chavav as well. Should be a good day.